All right, what's up, everybody? Jack Maloney here with Friendly Balance, Hardwood Practice, and Basketball Network. We're here doing our special season preview podcast. I'm joined by my guy, Chris Barnwell. We're about to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, you know, their offseason really was not too interesting from a player standpoint. You know, they re-signed Enes Kanter on a ridiculous contract. They had to match the offer. I guess they didn't have to match the offer, but they decided to match the offer from the Blazers. Kendrick Perkins is no longer around. That's about it in terms of players. They drafted Cameron Payne at the end of the lottery. And they finished 45-37 last year, just missed out on the playoffs. Obviously, Durant was not healthy, Westbrook not healthy at stretches. But their biggest offseason acquisition was the new coach. They got rid of Scottie Brooks, who the internet has been calling for his job for years. They finally got rid of him, replaced him with Billy Donovan, who, you know, he had that extremely short-lived stint with the Magic, I believe, right?
yeah, and, less than a week.
Yeah, so he's back in the NBA. You know, incredible success in college with a lot of NBA guys, Horford, Joakim Noah. You know, he's a really good coach. Is he going to be able to translate that to NBA success? Probably, because you have Durant and Westbrook. I mean, you can't, like, it's tough to mess that up too bad. But I guess, what are your thoughts on that hire? Do you like that decision to go to a college guy instead of a retread NBA coach?
Well, I don't know if Billy Donovan was the right hire just because he might leave at any moment. I mean, the day before the season starts, you know, he might have second thoughts. He might want to go back to the Gators. But in all seriousness, I really don't know how I feel about Billy Donovan just because I didn't think Scott Brooks was all that bad a coach.
He's not. It's like people...
I thought it was a massively overrated thing because they were really good. They went to the Western Conference Finals all the time with him. Their offense was always great. Their defense was never terrible. And everyone was like, oh, well, they have Kevin Durant. Of course they were great. Well, Mike Brown had LeBron James in Cleveland. That didn't make a whole lot of difference. He didn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals every year. Good coaches don't get to the conference finals all the time.
You know, like, everyone criticizes his late-game strategy, you know, drawing up plays, whatever. Which, I mean, it wasn't great. They didn't have a lot of success with that, other than, you know, Durant ice wing or Westbrook ice wing. But besides that, Scottie Brooks was pretty good. Like, there's a lot more that goes into coaching besides drawing up a play with 3 seconds left on the clock. You know, that's an incredibly small part of the job that might not even happen, you know, for like months at a time. But,
and I feel like he was massively over-criticized for it when, like, tons of coaches don't even do that.
Right. But, like, he grew up with, like, all those guys, Durant, Westbrook, Ibaka, like, him, he kind of grew with them. Like, that, he was part of that core in a way, and that he started around the same time they did and grew on the job. And a lot of coaching is managing personalities. And when you got a lot of star players, like you had Harden earlier in his career, you have Ibaka, Durant, Westbrook, a lot of guys who are really good, who think they need touches, who are trying to get their money, their contracts, all while you're trying to win. And he, you know, by all accounts, you never know everything that goes on behind the scenes, but he did a tremendous job with that. And you know, that's a big part of coaching that people overlooked and take his late game, you know, mistakes, lack of success into account more so than that. But I guess, you know, he's gone now. Billy Donovan's running the show. I think, you know, he'll probably have a fairly successful season just because the Thunder are going to be successful. You know,
I don't think he moves the needle all that.
Right, that's what, you know, it's, in a way, it's very simple with the Thunder. If Durant and Westbrook and Ibaka stay healthy, they're going to be one of the best teams in the league, because those are, you know, Westbrook and Durant, you have two top five, arguably top five players in all of basketball. It's, you know, it's never as simple as just roll the balls out, but when you have that much talent, you're going to win a lot of games no matter who your coach is.
I guess the difference is, can Billy Donovan change it up enough in the playoffs to get them over the hump?
Right.
To get them past the Spurs, to get them past the Rockets, to get them past the Warriors. Like, can he do the things that we all criticize Brooks for,
mm-hmm.
and make it just change up the offense enough and keep that defense at the level it was? And keeping the defense at the level it was will be very difficult considering they have Enes Kanter now.
He is so bad on defense. My God.
It's kind of incredible.
Like, he's probably, like, literally one of the worst defenders in the league. Like, bottom five defensive players in all of basketball.
You might be right. It's just, I can't even figure out if he just doesn't try or if he's just that clueless.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, haven't, like, studied film extensively on Kanter to know what his specific deficiencies are, but I mean, the dude is a sieve. People score when he's on the court. And so, you know, they have, let's just jump into that and talk about their front court rotation. They have Steven Adams and Mitch McGarry, two other young guys who, you know, they seem to be pretty high on. What do you think, you know, who should be getting that starting nod on opening night at that center position? Because obviously you're going, you know, Westbrook at the one. You probably go Waiters at the two, I guess. We'll see how that goes. Durant at the three, Ibaka at the four. You know, who gets that final fifth spot? Is it? It's probably not going to be McGarry, but is it Kanter or Adams? Who should they go with?
I guess you gotta go with Kanter, just because if you're gonna pay the guy $70 million, you might as well see how he's gonna work as a starter. And you have Ibaka next to him. And
right.
Ibaka's really good. So, like, Ibaka's a great defender, so he can cover up some how bad Kanter is, despite the fact that when he was on the floor last year, the whole Thunder had a defensive rating of 110 points per 100 possessions, which is just incredibly bad as a big man.
Oh, bad.
Wow. But anyways, yeah, I mean, you gotta at least try it. I don't know if it's gonna work, but you have to see how it's gonna work at this point. You have to try it.
I think that's
it. Plus, Adams is a good enough defender that he could pull up the second unit a little.
I think that's a fair and very good point in that, you know, there's, with Durant and Westbrook being back and healthy, you have like a safety net of like, you're going to get to the playoffs. And so you can, if you lose a few games early in the season trying to figure out your rotation, you'll live with that as long as you do figure it out. And if after a few weeks or a few months, you realize, you know, this is just not working. Kanter can't be the starter anymore. You know, you're probably going to win a lot of those games anyway. So I don't think it's going to really affect them too much. But yeah, your point is a good one in that you sign him to a 4-year, $70 million contract. You have to see if he can start. Because if he can't, that's going to be a huge problem.
Even with the raising cap, just...
Right. That is a lot of money. To give some, if you are not comfortable with him being in your starting lineup, that, I mean, that's just a lot of money to be, like, essentially wasting in a way.
And I'm not usually a big fan of the, well, you're paying them, so you have to play them thing, which really, just because they're paying them doesn't mean they have to play them, but you have to at least try it.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, that's a big offer sheet to match. And you know what you're getting into. Like, you don't sign that if you don't think there's at least a chance, right? Like, they weren't signing that going like here's our second big man off the bench. Like, they had to think, or at least have hope, that he can be their starting center down the line.
had to think that. I mean, otherwise, you just let Portland take the Albatross contract and deal with it.
Yeah, right. So then, obviously, they have Nick Collison, who, you know, he played 66 games last year, just sort of does his thing. He's a nice little player, but getting towards the end of his career, wasn't entirely healthy at the end of last season. Steve Novak is apparently still on the team. My boy Steve. I didn't know. I looked up their depth chart a few hours ago. He's on it. I didn't know he was still in the NBA. But that's good to see. A Wisconsin guy. It's good to see Steve repping a Brown Deer out in the league. What do we think about their depth? You know, we talked about their big man depth. What about, you know, at the other positions, the wing and point guard specifically, where you got, I mean, you know, you're running with Waiters to start at the two. You know, Kevin Durant's going to hide a lot of the problems, but, you know, Waiters, Morrow, Roberson, and Singler is like, what? That's not great.
Kyle Singler might be okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm kind of okay with Singler, but yeah, Waiters just, I don't think Waiters is as bad as the internet likes to make him be, but he's not great.
No, he's a guy, like, we kind of talked about this with Kemba Walker, where, like, the vines, like, tell, like, people rely on, like, the crazy vines of him, like, screaming for the ball from LeBron, or him just, like, chucking up air balls and whatever, more so.
I don't see why him wanting the ball when he's open is a bad thing. Like, you should be calling for the ball. You're open.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, right, it's funny, but, like, people just, like, that's the only opinion or, like, knowledge they have of Waiter. And, like, I mean, he's not great. Like, he's not
a
great.
He's not, like, he's a very not good NBA player.
But it's, like,
even when you ignore the draft positioning, like, he's still not all that great.
No. But, yeah, as long as he doesn't somehow hijack the offense too much, you know, Westbrook and Durant are going to have the ball in their hands most of the time. Like, I feel like it won't really be that big of a deal. If he can just spot up and knock down a few shots from the outside once in a while, maybe, you know, run the second unit, I guess, if you're giving Westbrook and Durant a break. You know, Waiters can be the ball-dominant guy, but I don't think he's going to really negatively impact their team. You know, he's not bringing a ton to the table, but, you know, they're not going to be that much worse off because they have Deion Waiters.
Man, just looking at this roster, though, like, it's really Durant, Westbrook, and Ibaka. A whole lot of Adams is good. Collison's a little too old to matter at this point. Morrow's an okay spot-up shooter. I guess DJ Augustine's okay when he's off the bench. He's shown that the past couple of years. But finding a decent 8-man rotation out of this is going to be really tough.
Yeah, it's just, you kind of read through it, and it's a lot of guys who are just like, yeah, okay, like, yeah, he's not terrible, but, like, you don't really, that's sort of the extent of, like, your emotions when seeing their name. Like, I do like Singler. I think Kyle Singler's pretty underrated. He's a nice role player. And it'll be interesting to see how Cameron Payne develops. You know, obviously they took him up at the end of the lottery. Kind of surprising to people. I don't know that he's going to really play all that much with Westbrook. You know, he might be something to watch for the future, depending on how he develops. But like we kind of said already, it's pretty simple for the Thunder. You know, Westbrook, Durant, and Ibaka stay healthy. They're right back where they were a couple years ago.
They are really good, but is the West better than they are now?
Yeah. I think
Dwight Howard and James Harden in Houston, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, that dominant Golden State team. Like, we might be seeing the end of the Thunder.
I feel like people are forgetting how good Durant is.
No, I'm not. Durant's the second best player in the NBA. It's just, I don't know if his help is enough. Like, I watched Dwight Howard when he was the second or third best player in the NBA in Orlando, and just when the help's not enough, it matters.
I mean, I still think they're one of the three or four best teams in the Western Conference. I don't know that they have enough to get over
the top four seed. Just, I don't know if they can get to the conference finals again.
Yeah, it's just the Western Conference playoffs are a gauntlet, and every year you don't, like, no one really knows anything going into those playoffs. It's like you have four or five really, really good teams who could all go, and, you know, whoever plays the best for those series. But I think the Thunder will be there in the end. I'm not worried about them. They're gonna be right back where they were. But you have anything else to say about Oklahoma City?
I'm really excited to watch Durant again, just because not getting to see him as much as we did last year was really disappointing.
Yeah, I mean,
like you said about him, a lot of people kind of forgot that he's like the second best player in the NBA.
Yeah, he's so good. He's just unbelievable offensively.
There's not a single spot on the floor that if he shoots from, he will feel uncomfortable about it.
No.
And yeah. I'm also really excited to watch Russell Westbrook dunk so hard that an entire building shakes. Like, it's like all of the anger that he's ever had in his life is just being taken out on the rim.
Yeah, I love Russ. I'm team let Westbrook be Westbrook. All the haters out there. All right. Well, that's a wrap on the Thunder. They should be in for a pretty good season with their health, as long as everyone stays healthy. Durant's back. Westbrook is Westbrook. Serge Ibaka, great defender, has the range now. He's out shooting threes. You know, Enes Kanter and Deion Waiters are an interesting duo to round out that starting five, but it should be a really fun year in Oklahoma City, and I'm certainly excited to watch it. So here's our boy DJ Los Latino playing us out. We'll catch you guys later.